Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. This is John Kuzma from TheEndZoneBlog.com's Across the Middle Show, where we cover all your latest NFL news and action. We're going to talk a little bit about DeMarcus Lawrence's new contract. We're also going to talk about Travis Kelce and why he's one of the best, or why he is the best tight end in all of football right now. Let's start with DeMarcus Lawrence. DeMarcus Lawrence, you know, he gets this $105 million contract from the Dallas Cowboys. And, you know, it's a huge win for him. You got to remember, he held out from signing his franchise tender. And ultimately, that was a smart move by Lawrence's agent, because things led to this long-term contract. So, big win for him. And, you know, it's also a win for the Dallas Cowboys, because they head into the season without any distractions. You know, with how good the Dallas Cowboys have it, you know, they have a $1 billion stadium. They have a $1 billion practice facility. It's hard to believe that DeMarcus Lawrence ever wanted to leave. And now that they have that deal worked out, you know, this team has a chance at winning a Vince Lombardi trophy. You know, for DeMarcus Lawrence, it's simple. You know, he has to record at least 10 sacks and, you know, win as many games as possible, and the rest will take care of itself. You know, AT&T Stadium is going to be rocking. You know, this is a guy that had 25 sacks over the last 24 months. He's dominated the past 2 years, and that's why the Cowboys had no problem giving him the 5-year, $105 million deal. Like I said, he decided not to pay for that decide not to play on that franchise tag, which would have been a 1-year, $20 million contract. And everything ended up working out. Big for Jason Garrett, because this is the alpha of his defense. And now the focus is just on winning games, opposed to having that cloud hanging over their heads going into, you know, training camp, preseason, the early practices and things like that. So for, you know, the Cowboys, this is huge. And with the moves they've made, they're going to be very close. They're starting to take control the NFC North. I did an article on that a few days ago. And it's true. You know, they get Robert Quinn and they have DeMarcus Lawrence at the other end. Those guys are going to be wicked off the edges. Leighton Vander Esch, Jalen Smith. Those guys are very good too. Just a complete defense. And I talked about previously about how the Chicago Bears had to give up 2 first-round picks to get Mac, and I think Dallas was only like 3 spots in the rankings behind Chicago, and they didn't have to give up, you know, 2 first-round picks to get a Khalil Mack. They built it by, you know, taking the risk on Jalen Smith, and also by drafting Leighton Vander Esch. Those moves end up panning out. Obviously, DeMarcus Lawrence out of Boise State, he's the anchor of that group. He emerged into an outstanding pass rusher, a guy who's went over, you know, like I said, 25 sacks in the last 2 years. Just a lot to be excited about if you're a Dallas Cowboys fan. And, you know, this is the highest valued franchise in all of sports. More than the Premier League soccer teams, more than the New York Yankees, even more than the NFL's New England Patriots. Everybody loves the Dallas Cowboys. They truly are America's team. They have the biggest fan base in the world. Yeah, there's a lot of Cowboy haters, but I think there's more Cowboy lovers. And when it comes to ratings, The NFL is driven by the Dallas Cowboys. They're a ratings gold mine. I've talked about in the past, I live in Marine City, Michigan. It's on the border of Canada. I can literally look out my front door and see across the water and see Canada. There's a river there called the St. Clair River, which is 1 mile long. So I can see, cars driving on the road in Canada, obviously from 1 mile away. So it's a little bit tough. You kind of need binoculars, but I can see them moving without binoculars. And the point is, because this is kind of a long story. The point is, I have a Canadian TV channel, and every time there's an NFL game on this Canadian TV channel, it's one of two teams. It's either the Dallas Cowboys. So they're not just America's team, they're also Canada's team. And the other team that's always on this Canada channel during the season is the Buffalo Bills. Those are the two teams they always broadcast. So it just goes to show that we're not just talking about the US market. You got foreign countries, Canada, I'm sure, Europe, maybe Mexico. They all love the Dallas Cowboys too. And a lot of it has to do, just back in the old days when they had, Landry as the coach and quarterback Roger Staubach, Captain America, and then you had the Troy Aikman, Emmitt Smith, and Michael Irvin era where they went for their three championships. I think they won three. So over time, they've amassed this huge following. And now they're in a better position than they've been, and since those three Super Bowls that they won with Irvin, Aikman, and Smith, and they're going to be close. They're definitely going to be close. I think Los Angeles took a big step back. I think New Orleans took a slight step back. Chicago will always be tough as long as they have that defense. But Dallas could beat them all. Philly got a lot better too, so Philly's going to challenge them in the NFC East. So they'll be tested, and it won't be easy. But also keep in mind that Jason Garrett's contract needs to be renewed. Dak Prescott needs an extension. Ezekiel Elliott's going to need an extension. So we don't know beyond this season if those guys are all going to be together in the future, and who's going to leave, and who's going to stay, and things like that. So these guys want to put it all together and make a Super Bowl run here at what could be the end of their reign together. I think that's a big reason Jason Witten came back too, because he knows how close they are. And we'll see if they can put it all together or not. But I'll tell you what, they're looking good, and they're one of my favorites in the NFC. And that's the whole conference, not just the NFC East. I think even if Philadelphia wins the NFC East, I still think Dallas is going to get in on a wild card. And if everybody stays healthy, nobody wants to play that team. The other storyline, no tight end can do the things Travis Kelce does on the field. The Chiefs pass catcher is the best player at his position, and it's not even close. Tony Gonzalez, Kellen Winslow, and Rob Gronkowski are three of the best tight ends to ever play in the National Football League. But Travis Kelce is starting to enter the conversation. It'll be tough for the Kansas City standout to catch Gonzalez stat-wise because Tony G played for 17 seasons. Plus players are more aware of the physical consequences of the sport in today's era, and that's why people's careers are getting shorter. That doesn't take away from the fact that Kelce had the most productive season in NFL history by a tight end in 2018. Kelce racked up 1,336 yards and 10 touchdowns, proving there's no one else in the league like him. This is a 6'5", 260-pound guy who runs a 4.61 40-yard dash. He's dangerous with the ball in his hands, and Kelce can juke defenders out of their shoes. Then in the passing game, he's very good at working the seams and post routes vertically down the field. What that does is open up the Chiefs' offense, and Patrick Mahomes' job is so much easier because of that. Another part of Kelce's game has to be mentioned is how good his hands are. We've seen him make one-handed grabs to move the chains, and it's spectacular to see that from someone who is so big. You also have to keep in mind that Kelce can block too, so it's clear he's a total package. Can you imagine how big of a step back the Chiefs would take if they didn't have the former third-round pick on their roster? There's no way Mahomes would have put up 50 touchdowns without Kelce, and he'll be even more valuable if Tyreek Hill gets suspended. So things will certainly be interesting in Kansas City this year, but you can almost guarantee that Travis Kelce is going to bring it. So Travis Kelce, now that Rob Gronkowski's gone, there's no doubt Travis Kelce is the best tight end in the NFL. And truthfully, the last 3 years, even though Rob Gronkowski was still playing, Travis Kelce has been the best tight end in the NFL. And this last year was very special because he broke the record for the most yards ever by a tight end, 1,336. This guy is such a special talent. And I don't think people realize how good he truly is. I mean, I know they know because they see the plays he's making, but when you step back and you look at his measurements, 6'5", 260, he can run like the wind, he can catch, he can block, he can juke defenders. And, you know, a lot of times the guys he's juking after the catch are defensive backs who are a lot faster than Kelce is. Just a great player who brings it on every single snap, a world-class competitor, a guy that does everything he can for the Kansas City Chiefs, every single snap, every single game. He works hard in practice to perfect his craft. He's a team player. Just an all-around, truly great tight end in the National Football League. And you know, I just can't believe how good he's been. I think he's been in the league for like 6 or 7 years. He's got around 5,000 yards. I think he's got just over 5,000. Tony G had around 15,000 yards. So Travis Kelce is at a third of what Tony Gonzalez has. But Tony G played for 17 seasons. And Travis Kelce is already around, I think, 6 or 7 seasons. I can't remember off the top of my head. So when you stop and you think about that, does he have another, you know, 10 seasons in him to make it to 16 seasons to even get it close? See, that's where I don't think Travis Kelce will ever catch Tony Gonzalez, just because Tony Gonzalez, his body, he was always on the cover of like Men's Fitness and Men's Health and things like that. And it's because Tony Gonzalez prepared his body so well. And not only did he prepare his body so well, he stayed healthy for the majority of his career. And, you know, Kelce is a little bit bigger, I think. Don't quote me on that because I haven't looked at Tony G's size recently, but just off the eye test and watching those guys play, I would believe Travis Kelce is a little bit bigger. And to me, like I said, with NFL career becoming shorter, because we know how much of a physical toll the sport has on your body, I don't know if Kelce is going to play as long as Gonzalez, just because he probably doesn't want to endure all those hits. It's not going to leave him with a great quality of life after football if he does play that long. Not to mention linebackers in today's game are a different caliber player, and they'll take your head off. But really, that's all I have. I'm John Kuzma. Check out endzoneblog.com. I appreciate it. I'm signing off. Have a great day.